All right, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with the hitting coach. And yes, fans, I did say that. The hitting coach of the Miami Marlins. That's Frank Menachino. Frankie, welcome back to the Bay Area.
Thanks, Marty. It's great to be back, man. It's nice. It's nice. A lot of people still remember me.
Yeah, it's great. Of course they remember you coming up. You came over from the White Sox. Even I remember that. And you were great in spring training, and you found the spot in the A's ball club, and those are good A's ball clubs.
Oh, yeah. That was the best time of my life, man, playing with them guys and competing the way we did and leaving it all out on the field. I mean, that was the best time of my whole career right there.
What do you think of A's Giants back in those days? Because we got Interleague coming up in July, and I'll tell you one thing. And I don't know if you've seen the A's yet. They're awfully good, a lot of good pitching, sort of like the teams you run. And you've had a look at the Giants already. A's Giants, from your perspective, way back when?
It was a battle. It was a battle all the time. I mean, they had Bonds. They had good pitching staffs. We had good pitching staffs. They were kind of a little bit older and more experienced. We were younger, and we didn't care about anything. So we had some good battles with them, and, you know, we were always in a fight with them. It was good. It was fun.
We're going to say goodbye to Candlestick Park this year. They're going to blow it up at the end of the year. What do you remember about Candlestick?
You know, I remember the garbage. I mean, I remember the wind and the garbage flying around everywhere. I think everybody remembers that. And if you hit a fly ball, you better run it out.
All right. So now you're the hitting coach of the Miami Marlins, and congratulations. We're thrilled for you. How does this come about? Because last time I saw you, you were kicking around the minor leagues.
Well, I got a phone call in October, and it was Michael Hill from the Marlins, and he called me and said he wanted to interview me for the hitting coach job, and I was kind of surprised because I didn't know anybody over here. And then, you know, I sat down and I ran to the computer and I looked up everybody and I was like, man, I don't know anybody here. So 5 minutes later, they called me back and said, okay, how about tomorrow at 2 o'clock? And I was like, oh my God. So I get on the computer and I start really looking up stuff, and finally I slammed the computer down. I said, you know what? I'm going to go in there. I'm going to talk about hitting. I'm going to tell them what I believe in. I'm going to tell them how I'm going to go about doing my business. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, oh well. I'm just going to go in there and be me. And I went in there, and 2.5 hours I was in there and talking about everything. I mean, scenarios, everything you could think of. And I just answered everything honestly, the way I would do it, and what I felt about it. And, you know, 3 days later, they called me back, and they interviewed 5 other guys, and they called me, and they said, okay, you got the job.
Wow. Boy, what a beautiful story, Frank Menachino. What a great story. But I always look at people's backgrounds. Coming up, you came up with an A's organization that preached patience, swing at strikes. Then you worked for the Yankees for a number of years in their minor leagues, and, of course, there are many Giants here who've worked for the Yankees, and the discipline they have, working for George Steinbrenner, the resources. How do you combine those things? Go take me back a little bit in your background. What happened?
Well, I start with my career first. I mean, I was a career minor leaguer, 7 years in the minor leagues, and then I made it. I made plenty of mistakes. I talked to plenty of people in the game. I always was talking hitting with people, and I always tried to gain more information. And, you know, just talking to everybody and learning and being in the ups and downs, and, you know, it really isn't a scenario I haven't been through. So when I went to the Yankees, I started as a double-A hitting coach, and I, you know, just went right back to approach. I mean, what are we looking for? What do we want to hit? You know, it all starts with what can we do and what can't we do on a baseball field. Okay. So once you start with that, you go and you say, okay, these are my strengths. These are my weaknesses. Let's work on our weaknesses, but always keep our strengths.
Okay.
We work in the cage, we work in BP. When that game starts, we don't work. We got what we got for the day, and we go out there and we see the ball and try to hit it, hoping that our mechanics and our mindset from BP and in work takes place in the game. That's the ultimate goal, to take what we do in the cage onto the field.
Boy, great story. How do you convince young players who have played a certain way their whole lives? And you were there one time as well. How do you convince them to go your way and maybe change a little bit of their attitude?
I let them be themselves, and I let them come to me. Eventually, whatever they're doing, whatever their flaws are going to show up. So once they come to you, you got to have something for them. So you don't want to change anybody, because I firmly believe that if you can hit, you can hit.
Okay.
And when you're not hitting, you're not swinging at good pitches. I really believe a bad approach is going to make bad mechanics. So I'll first start with the approach. And if you do see a red flag mechanical flaw, you let them do it until they fail. They have to fail before they could, you know, commit to what you're trying to get them to do. And once you got them to say, hey, man, what do you got, man? I just can't do this anymore. And you got to have something for them. And then once you convince them, hey, this is what you got to do, then they do it. And they're like, oh, my God, why didn't you tell me this 3 months ago? And you're like, well, you weren't ready for the commitment 3 months ago.
Yeah, we've heard it with Brandon Belt last year, a very similar story of midseason. Dominic Brown convinced them to change, and the second half was excellent for him. But how do you explain to someone? I think the biggest thing that I see is chasing a pitch out of the strike zone. Because if you see the home runs, you see the big hits, so you always look at where the pitch is, and man, it's right over the plate. It's there for the taking. But hitters sometimes get themselves out by swinging at pitches that are out of the strike zone. How do you convince someone? What's the technique you use to say, hey, get something, eventually it has to come over the plate?
That's way easier said than done. I mean, this game is about failure. You're going to fail a lot more than you succeed, and, you know, 3 out of 10, all that stuff. But those guys on the mound are getting paid a lot of money to get us to swing at stuff in the dirt, you know. But you got to have a game plan. You got to execute what you're trying to do, and you got to look at it like this. You got one pitch to hit per at-bat. Tell yourself, I got one pitch hit. I got to be ready for my pitch. It could be the first one. It could be the fifth one. It could be the seventh one. You got to go in there and have an approach and battle. But the key is, when you're going good, you're not that good. When you're going bad, you're not that bad. So there's a fine line between when you're feeling really good, you're on a hitting streak, you're seeing the ball really big, really well, and then all of a sudden you say, I could hit that pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I could hit that pitch. Oh, I could hit that pitch. And before you know it, you start lining out, and then you start pressing, and then you start swinging at everything again, and then you start thinking about mechanics, and then it's just one big snowball effect. If you could stay with the same approach for 162 games,
right,
and understand that 0 for 12, that 0 for 15 is going to come, and you just stick with it, just stick with your approach, you're going to come out on top. Because if you start going peaks and valleys and start looking at stats and start putting pressure on you, or even looking at your goals, set little goals, keep track of every 10 at-bats and see where you're at. And then, you know, stay away from the bad video. Stay away from looking at all your bad swings. Look at all your hits. Look at all your hits. Look at all the positive stuff. There's enough negative in baseball. Keep everything positive and stay the course.
Boy, I love it. Frank Menicky, I love it. I'm so glad to run into you. This is wonderful for you and me, and for all the fans who get to hear it. Now, in baseball today, the shift is prominent. My goodness, it looks like a little league game where they shift on everybody. You're a hitting coach. What do you tell your hitters about the shift?
Disregard it. Disregard the shift. Don't worry about it. Or, if you want to lay down a bunt, which some of my guys have done, pitchers don't like that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the shift goes away. Okay, we used to be able to say when you hit a ball right at somebody, oh, that man's been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
Now we can say he's been there for 5. So, you know, it's frustrating for them, especially when they're not hitting good. And to me, it's really bad when you're either losing by a lot or winning by a lot, and then they throw the shift on you. And then if you go and bunt or you try to do something against the shift, they get mad. Hey, you want to shift on me to get me out? Then I'm going to do what I can to get a hit. So I tell my guys, hey, get a good pitch to hit and just forget about the shift. It goes where it goes.
Boy, what a pleasure. Giancarlo Stanton, a big hitter, leads the league in RBIs and home runs. And I don't think you can do much for him. He seems to know what he's doing. But just give us a little capsule of what kind of a guy this is.
He's a very determined guy. He's very regimented. He knows what he has to do. He does the same routine all the time. He may tweak it here and there, but he keeps it simple, and all he works on is staying short to the ball.
Okay.
That's all, you know, he's a real simple guy. He's real strong. And, you know, just like every other power hitter, sometimes he swings a little too hard, and he gets a little bit long, but he knows that, and he tries to correct it. And, man, it's just fun watching this guy work every day and watching the ball come off his bat. It's amazing.
Yeah, great phrase, stay short to the ball. Barry Bonds was the best I ever saw at doing that. Frankie, you come out of the University of Alabama, Staten Island to the University of Alabama. You said you're like my cousin Vinny. I love the story.
Yeah, well, when I went down there, you know, I went to a junior college first in Panama City Beach, Florida, and that was really country to me. So when I went to Alabama, it was like, holy cow, you know, these guys really, I don't even think they've seen a lot of people from New York. They just seen it on TV. But it was great. It was really great experience. You know, that year I was there, my first year, they won the national championship. championship in football. So, you know, I got to experience all of that and, you know, played great baseball, you know, in the SEC, man. It was awesome.
All right, great to have you on. You like Miami? How you doing in Miami? You like? I lived in Miami for years. Where do you live? What's Miami like for you?
Well, I live in Brickell, which is about 5 miles away from the field. It's really nice there. You know, it's traffic. You know, it's a little bit of a city-like atmosphere. But I love the ballpark, man. I love showing up for work every day. It's really nice. You know, it's top notch. So it's a fun place to go.
All right, I love having you on, and congratulations. We're going to send this to Art Howe, Mike Quadi, Ken Maka, everybody. They want to hear this interview. But you've done well. The hitting coach for the Miami Marlins, Frank Menichino. Thanks so much.
You got it, Mario. No problem.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.